Is Spanish in the U.S. to stay? This is the Year of Languages in America, and we're talking about talk. Spanish in the United States is an amazing story. The U.S. is now the fifth largest Spanish-speaking country in the world. New York has as many Puerto Ricans as San Juan, the capital of Puerto Rico. Miami is the second largest Cuban city. Los Angeles, the second largest Mexican city. But what's the future of Spanish in this country? Going by history, it should follow the script of other languages that have come and gone, or gradually lost speakers, during more than three centuries of immigration. Think of Italian, Dutch, or Polish. Will Spanish go the way of other immigrant languages? Or will it find a way to survive? As a general rule, immigrants to this country strongly prefer their native language over English. This certainly applies to the millions of foreign-born Latinos now in the U.S. But with each successive generation of Latinos, Spanish use declines sharply. By the third generation, few Latinos remain proficient in the language of their parents and grandparents. They overwhelmingly prefer English. Latino youth abandon Spanish to fit in or attain the social status of English. And, practically speaking, some worry that Spanish will interfere with their ability to speak English and their ability to make a good living. So it's only a matter of time before Spanish fades away. Or is it? So far, the generational loss of speakers has been offset by a steady flow of new immigrants from Latin America, up to 1 million a year. But even if immigration declines, as some experts predict, the sheer number of speakers now in the country gives Spanish the advantage of critical mass, far larger than any other immigration in history, which will give it staying power. At the moment, there are over 40 million Hispanics in the U.S., found in every state of the Union. There are also places in the country, think of Texas, Arizona, and Colorado, where Spanish has traditionally been spoken by natives, not just recent immigrants. And let's not forget non-Latinos, who are fluent in Spanish for many reasons. But the future of U.S. Spanish doesn't depend just on external factors like social pressures, economic incentives, and demographics. It may also be related to how it develops as a language. Impressive as the numbers are, there's also an astonishing variety of accents, usage, and dialects as Spanish-speaking immigrants come from places ranging from Buenos Aires to Tijuana. There's been nothing like it in the history of the Spanish-speaking world. Spanish is being negotiated and reinvented day by day, in part because of the mixing of dialects, in part because it's incorporating elements of English. A U.S. mixture of Spanish and English is evolving, often referred to as Spanglish. Think of Yo quiero Taco Bell or Hasta la vista, baby. Spanglish is both popular and contagious. Spanish in the U.S. is mutating, adapting to its linguistic environment, and therefore more likely to thrive. My guess is that Spanish will indeed survive. But it won't be the traditional Spanish of Mexico, or, for that matter, any other country you know. Three generations from now, it'll be a new blend, still understandable by people in Spanish-speaking countries, but something different, enriched by the influence of English and the mixture of dialects that flow into it. Whatever new shape it takes, we should recognize that Spanish is no longer a foreign language in the U.S. New Mexico has acknowledged that by making the state officially bilingual in Spanish and English. The rest of the country, while not doing so officially, is rapidly adapting to the fact that Spanish is now, together with English, one of the country's national languages. That's the linguistic thought for today, which comes from Dr. Maria Carrera, professor of Spanish at Cal State Long Beach. And this is the 5-Minute Linguist at the College of Charleston, in cooperation with the National Museum of Language. Visit us at www.cofc.edu/linguist. And in the meantime, keep in mind that wherever you are and whatever you do, language makes a difference.